A View on Access, a showcase of audio description and accessibility in the arts and entertainment sector, with Tim Calvert.
A very warm welcome to A View on Access. I'm Tim Calvert. This is our regular showcase into how theatre, arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired. It's an insight into the venue and the content on offer. Now in this edition, it's a pleasure to delve into the madcap comedy satire, Spitting Image, Idiots Assemble, which is on at the Phoenix Theatre not far from Tottenham Court Road Tube Station, London, until the 26th of August 2023. The promotional material for the show states, direct from a five-star sellout run at Birmingham Rep, witness this hilarious extravaganza of a musical, simultaneously inspired and appalled by real events. Written by a tour de force comedy team made up of Al Murray, the pub landlord, Matt Ford, the political party, and double Olivier Award winner Sean Foley, the upstart crow, who also directs, alongside a creative team spearheaded by the original Spitting Image co-creator Roger Law. This is sure to be the must-see theatrical spectacular of 2023. Witness the greatest cast ever assembled live on stage as the world-famous Spitting Image puppets tread the boards of London's Theatreland for the first time ever. See Tom Cruise as you've never seen him before, as he's tasked by His Majesty the King to create the UK's very own Magnificent Seven of celebrity misfits to save the nation from a caliber of dark forces seeking to destroy it. That's all the usual suspects. And James Corden. Don't miss this theatrical spectacle as all your favourite villains face off with tiny Top Gun Tom and his band of rubbery heroes. There are songs, there's dancing, and there's absolutely no respect paid to anyone. This is very much a show unlike any other at the moment, and it can make all the choices that other plays and musicals simply can't get away with. The focus is very much on two fractions of characters, the royals and the politicians, with a movie star Tom Cruise and TV personality RuPaul thrown in to add a cherry on the top. It's such a visual roller coaster of a show, but it never lets up from start to finish. It's presented in such a clever way that you rarely notice the puppeteers present operating the favourite characters brought to life on stage. The way the lavish sets are created to coexist with the puppet characters is the key to its success. As I took my seat, a white screen curtain portrays multiple pictures of the caricature characters, including Tony Blair, Queen Camilla, Piers Morgan, Elton John, and Donald Trump, plus hundreds of others. As the curtain lifts, it's replaced by a red curtain with two theatre boxes at either side that characters appear in during the performance. On the right-hand side, Prince Harry and Meghan are almost a permanent fixture, with quite a few mentions of the book spare. We are then greeted by a very likeable caricature of Ian McKellen, who acts as host and narrator for the show, linking all the scenes and musical sequences. Very realistic swing sets appear to complement the scenes the characters appear in, like a throne room or replica of No. 10 Downing Street. Spitting Image, Idiots Assemble stays faithful to the TV show of yesteryear and is as shocking and outrageous as ever. I'm really happy they decided to make it a musical, as the songs really balance it out and give it some emotional intensity, especially the send-up of The Lion King's Circle of Life and Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody. There's certainly no show like it on at the West End at the moment, so if you do love a comedy that sends up every aspect of popular culture, then this is most definitely for you. With Spitting Image being such a visual affair, it really does shout out for an audio-described performance, which is still to be announced. Check ATG Tickets online and search for Phoenix Theatre to check for latest information, or visit vocalise.co.uk for information on what is being audio-described in London. Spitting Image, Idiots Assemble, runs until the 26th of August 2023. The Phoenix Theatre, not far from Tottenham Court Road and Leicester Square, is part of the ATG Theatre Group and is a unique venue steeped in history, full of character. The front of house team are well trained in access and they do all they can to assist and help. Whether you need guiding or would like some refreshments or even a programme brought to your seat, Wheelchair users can access theatre with no steps via Philcroft Street, and the disabled toilet is on this level. Guide dogs are welcome. They can be welcome into the auditorium with you or looked after by theatre staff. The main entrance to the theatre is on Phoenix Street. The foyer and box office are one shallow step from street level. There are handrails throughout the theatre on all levels. To book tickets, you can call the ATG Access line, and that's 0333 009 5399, or you can visit the website, and that's phoenixtheatre.co.uk. For more information on what's showing in London and around the UK, you can visit vocalise.co.uk or mindseyedescription.co.uk. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts, for the Audio Description Association, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit viewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email viewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.